This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program here. Of course, you can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris. And joining us remotely, we have...
Nobody.
Nobody is here. Glad to have him. The number is 603-283-6160. All of a sudden... phones lit up. People have something to say here tonight, so we're going to go to those calls. And we're going to get a little bit deeper into this Martha's Vineyard situation, where apparently the governor, head gangster in Florida, sent a busload of immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard. And the idea was, well, you guys say you support immigration, so here, have some immigrants. And the conservatives have been really lauding this quite a bit online. But is everything what it seemed? Nobody's been looking closely at this, so we'll get into he wants to talk about it. We're going to get deeper into that. But first, we got to go to these calls. In fact, some people want to talk about this issue in directly. Let's go to James in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I was going to start with the Alex Jones thing. I jumped in a little late tonight, and I don't know if you covered it. But I think it's worth pointing out. There was absolutely zero trial on the guilt of him. These are all trials just on how much to pay.
Wait, what?
No,
those are not a trial to find out whether he's guilty, so to speak, or not.
Oh, he defaulted on the trial. He never showed up to make an argument.
Oh,
and I'd like to know why that happened.
That's not true. What happened was they needed his... deposition.
Deposition.
So he gave more time in deposition and more documents than ever issued in the state of Connecticut. And the judge said, you refuse to give it, so we're going to direct a judge.
Directed verdict? Wow.
So this is all, they're literally conspiring against Alex Jones.
That's what it sounds
which
like.
Is ironic, to say the least.
Mm.
Because,
yeah, so they basically,
and
now they're publicizing all the hoopla of just how much we're going to pay them, and they're calling that the trial.
Wow. Thanks for clarifying that, man. I definitely appreciate that.
Can you explain this a little bit better as far as what exactly happened? What is a directed verdict, for example? What is what happened with the deposition exactly?
So the deposition is, he has to provide evidence. The judge said you have to provide everything you have, like every email you have related to this. And so he did. And then you have to come in and provide testimony that's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Both the defense and the prosecutor can use that testimony. He gave, 3 days of testimony. And then all this, and then he said, you held back some of the emails, so a directed verdict is basically the judge going, it's pretty obvious you're guilty, so I'm just going to rule against you.
Right. So it didn't even get to the trial. It didn't get to a jury. It was
nothing.
So, okay, so I know a little bit about what happened here, actually. And what I'm finding, I'm a little bit, seems very bizarre about this case is, you cannot have known something. You only have to provide, what you know, as I understand it anyway. For example, if you don't recall a text message coming in, you don't have to provide that text message or something along those lines.
Correct.
It may be that they can find that text message, say, through subpoenaing the telephone provider, for example,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean that you have to provide it if you don't have it or know about it. Something to that effect. That's my understanding from a lawyer, based on what I understand, for which a lawyer spoke on this issue.
A deposition is only providing what you're knowledgeable of having, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else comes up in what would be a trial, but that trial never happened.
Were you trying to say something there? Nobody, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I lost.
That's all right.
Sorry.
James, what else did you want to share?
Just that bad. Oh, the Martha's Vineyard thing. And all politics aside and those poor immigrants, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, it's just funny. Hypocrisy in itself is hilarious to me when the police come into play.
Well, let's clarify something. We haven't really even said what happened here. Nobody, can you give us a summary of what transpired? All I really got to was DeSantis sent a busload of immigrants to Martha's Vineyard and, you know, things ensued.
Maybe now would be a good time to start reading the story because it does that. And the story is entitled Martha's Vineyard in Humanitarian Crisis after DeSantis ships migrants to liberal enclave.
Who's writing this piece? Where does it appear?
This appears in the New York Post.
Okay.
September 23rd, 2022.
All right.
And the byline is Olivia Land and Bruce Golding.
James, by the way, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Go ahead, nobody.
The posh liberal enclave of Martha's Vineyard has been thrown into chaos by the arrival of two plane loads of migrants sent there by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, according to local reports. Roughly 50 immigrants were flown to the famed Massachusetts island, constituting what the local tourism board called a humanitarian crisis on Thursday. This is an ongoing situation, wrote a county emergency management rep in a statement, noting that local authorities are actively collaborating to develop a coordinated regional response to 50 people. We have reached out to our state and federal partners, federal help for 50 people, for additional long-term support and assistance. Some local pals learned about the new arrivals during a Wednesday night meeting of the West Tisbury Select Board, with Town Administrator Jennifer Rand saying she'd received furious texts from residents, the MV Times reported. I'm a little unclear about the situation, as is everybody, because everybody is scrambling a bit, Rand said. Rand said that the migrants were headed to the St. Andrew's Church in Edgartown and might be given short-term housing at the Martha's Vineyard Agricultural Society's Ag Hall. But that won't work for long because it doesn't have beds or showers, she said, adding that feeding the migrants could be difficult, too, because the Martha's Vineyard's Red Cross was not participating in the official response. In a prepared statement Thursday, the Red Cross said that it has been in contact with local emergency management, and while we have not yet been asked to provide any local support, we stand ready to do that. So the local Red Cross was not involved because nobody had troubled themselves to ask them.
Oh, wow.
Local Belcastro, the coordinator for the Martha's Vineyard homeless shelter, called the emergency housing arrangements for migrants a stopgap. She suggested that they would eventually need to be moved to a different location. At some point in time, they have to move from here to somewhere else, Belcastro told the local news outlets. We do not have the services to take care of 50 immigrants.
I heard a rumor, and correct me if this is incorrect, that apparently the military or some sort of National Guard came and removed them off to a military base. You know, is that true?
150 National Guardsmen were sent to move these migrants off, but it was very carefully orchestrated for the media,
mm-hmm.
because instead of showing the military escorting these people off out of the liberal enclave, they did a big ceremony where everybody hugged and cried and
okay.
Why do you think
Why do you need a military to move 50 people when it took one bus driver, presumably, maybe two?
It was apparently planes. This I don't know if there's any roads to get. I said it was a bus before, but apparently they had to fly them in. Stand by. Okay. We're going to continue here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. You want to join us on your thoughts. You've been observing this Martha's Vineyard thing as it has unfurled. There's more in a moment. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, nobody here. You can join us. By the way, Free Talk. Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It's your source for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines all in one place. And from a fresh libertarian perspective, you can find that over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. As we continue here, Nobody, you were giving us a rundown from the New York Post on what has transpired over the last week or so at Martha's Vineyard, when apparently the governor, top gangster there in Florida, DeSantis, he sent a couple of plane loads of 50 immigrants there to Martha's Vineyard. And you were telling us a little bit more about that, that apparently they brought out the National Guard to make these people leave the island because they claim, and by the way, I looked it up, Martha's Vineyard is, you know, it's not the smallest town in the world. There's 17,000 people living there. That's about just a little less than the population of Keene when the college students aren't around.
But that doesn't give you any image of how big Martha's Vineyard is, because they have 17,000 year-round residents, okay? But they get 150,000 people in every year during the season.
Whoa. That's so, right now, right? The summertime is the season.
The summertime is the season, but it's end of season. And that draws there's an irony that's pointed out in the story. She noted the housing, the island is already tight on housing. We're in a housing crisis, as we are on this island, Del Castro said. So we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. One snarky Twitter user quipped, a quick Airbnb search came up with 297 homes currently available.
Wow.
I'm sure they have a lot of empty summer homes available.
Yeah, well, with the amount of tax revenue this island must be collecting, I mean, it's Massachusetts. They're no stranger to taxes there. With 100,000 people coming in to visit during the summer months, they certainly have enough money to put somebody up in an Airbnb or 50 somebodies in an Airbnb.
But they don't want to spend the money on that. They want to spend that money on making things very nice for themselves and making sure that they're not providing anybody any services because nobody who needs any services is anywhere near them.
Right, because you actually have to be able to fly or, charter a ferry or something in order to get to this place, right?
Yes. Yeah. So it was, and coming back to DeSantis, he's a brilliant monster. Because he saw exactly how this was going to play out. And although the media is spinning it, eventually people come down from the media high, except the dedicated ones who are still mostly dedicated to the Church of Saint Covidian. People eventually figure out that they've been played.
What I want to know here is how did DeSantis get these 50 people onto these planes? Were they people who just volunteered? Were they people who were arrested? What was the story there? Have you heard anything about that?
Well, and everything about this story is more complex than it appears. There are wheels within wheels within wheels. These people didn't even come through. They came through Florida because the charter flights, which picked them up in Texas, landed in Florida, and they were merely imported into Florida so they could be immediately deported to Martha's Vineyard. So,
okay, but DeSantis supposedly orchestrated this, right, with whoever it
DeSantis
was in Texas?
DeSantis did orchestrate it, but he didn't have any illegal aliens of his own, so he had to borrow some from Texas.
So hold on. So these are purportedly illegal, meaning that they have not filled out the government paperwork?
They had been processed and released once by somebody. It's, I assume, the Border Patrol. So they'd already been caught and released. You know, because, you know, people think they're fish, I guess.
So,
and then they were talked to by this mysterious woman, and there's actually a reward out for somebody who will shed light on the identity of this woman,
mm-hmm.
who told them that there were jobs and homes and cars and pots and pans waiting for them in Martha's Vineyard.
Hmm.
Which there were clearly not.
Mm-hmm.
And they got on the plane and they got transported to, first to Florida, then to Martha's Vineyard. But they did so willingly and they signed releases, although none of them seemed to have spoken English.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows if they knew what they were signing. You know, I mean, maybe somebody just said, okay, if you want to get on the plane, sign this paper. They said, we don't know what it says. And they said, sign it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
the claim is they got picked up by somebody there, and even though they weren't legal, they were released and not sent back to Mexico?
Well, almost none of them are sent back to Mexico. That's what people are upset about. Most of the people who are caught by the Border Patrol claim asylum. Most of them are not entitled to asylum under current law. I think they should be entitled to asylum by virtue of being human. But,
absolutely.
I mean, so long as they want to come and work.
Yeah.
But this is the whole... And this is how you cut this Gordian knot, because the way of infamy is to tell two lies and get people arguing out about which one is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's that function in the United States are provided by the Republican and Democratic parties.
Right.
They're the two lies. Okay? And each one of them sets up an absurd narrative that is believed by people only because they so strongly disbelieve the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to convince people to disbelieve than it is to convince them to believe, but it's also a good way of imposing groupthink on them, because they're defending these ideas with the best information they've been provided with by their various branches of the corporate media, and none of this information is good. So they're both arguing convincing false stories.
Another thing I want to know about this is, since these 50 people have been removed from Martha's Vineyard at the hands of essentially the military, the National Guard, has anyone heard a peep about what has happened to them since, or have they disappeared into the...
Nobody cared once they yeah. crossed the border.
They did take them back down there, supposedly?
They deported them?
More coming up here in a moment. Hey, hold that thought. You can share your thoughts here with us as well. 603-2...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Apple has issued an update to their latest operating system to fix several bugs, the problems mainly related to their new iPhone 14. The Dow lost 486 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. Your thoughts on the Martha's Vineyard immigrant story where Ron DeSantis, the head boss of the Florida gang, sent a group of migrants, apparently from Venezuela, according to, I jumped to the conclusion that they were Mexican, but they had moved from Venezuela up into San Antonio, Texas, where they were then offered a ride or a flight to Massachusetts, according to one of the migrants interviewed at this MSN story. They didn't know they were going to Martha's Vineyard, but they did know they were going to Massachusetts.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that is in Massachusetts, right?
It is.
So they weren't lied to. They were told the truth. It just wasn't, yeah. I guess,
not the whole truth.
What if we solved this problem by making... by giving them jobs. I think we should hire the entire bunch to go around and lecture rich white liberals about what is really like living in Venezuela under the system that they propose, where the government
socialism
controls literally everything.
Yeah.
We should hire them to tell people what socialism is really like. And I think we could raise enough money by doing it to make the program self-supporting. And I'm gonna propose that to the church as a spiritual outreach program that we should do, that I think we can do at a break even at least.
Yeah, I've got this story here that's essentially one of these fake fact check stories. You know, whenever you see the media claiming to be a fact check, you know it's just going to be straight up propaganda. And they spend the bulk of the story trying to deny that the military was involved in this, even though they admit that the National Guard had up to 125 members who were activated to assist this. So, I mean, to draw a line and say the National Guard isn't the military when many of them were sent over to fight and die in Iraq.
And libertarians are trying to protect that with the Protect the Guard Act.
Defend the Guard.
Let's back up a moment. If I'm not mistaken, the federal government, which has the military, will call on the National Guard to join its ranks. Meaning they will be military.
They're ordered to.
They are literally military at a future point or whenever it's needed, basically.
Yeah. But we should make the point that these particular people were not called out by the
federal government.
Right. They were called out by the governor of Massachusetts, who is a Republican, and we should make the point that it's not clear that anybody on Martha's Vineyard asked for that to happen. It could be that the Republican governor called up the National Guard and then basically so that he could say, oh, he sent some illegals to Martha's Vineyard and they call out the Guard. Well, they didn't call out the Guard. The governor called out the Guard. So somebody should ask him why he did that and who asked him.
All kinds of shiftiness going on.
Back a moment.
Yeah,
so,
the lesson for libertarians in this whole story is not the Republicans are right, and it is not the Democrats are right. It is both of these groups of people are monsters, and leaving them in charge of anything is suicide.
I think the libertarians agree with you. It's the rest of the world. You have to convince
I've heard
of that.
Libertarians who, because libertarians are kind of bleeding hearts, and all of them sympathize with somebody in this story. They may sympathize with the illegal aliens, and I am going to continue to use that word because saying they're illegal is not a judgment of them. It's not saying that they're invalid. It's saying that this law exists, and we need to get rid of this law. Mm-hmm. It's the law that's wrong. It's not the people that are wrong for just existing and wanting to come where everybody's saying they can't hire anybody. My local Cumberland Farms, I depend on that place to be 24 hours. I would happily tip the cashier a couple of extra dollars in the middle of the night when I need some ho-hos and a pack of cigarettes.
Send those guys up here. I mean, if Martha's Vineyard or whatever can't use them, then we sure as hell can here in New Hampshire because, like, the same thing you say. I was just out tonight. Yeah. Every so place I go, it's now hiring.
Send us the ones who understand what went wrong in Venezuela, or at least are open to a competing explanation.
Well, there's a good chance if they want to leave Venezuela, they at the very least are open to, you know, understanding why it was such a crappy place and why they wanted to get out. If they don't already know,
they already
it's
know.
It's not already obvious to them.
And there's a brilliant book. There is a brilliant book. It's The Mystery of Capital by Hernando de Soto, ironically named.
Yeah.
He is not a conquistador, though. He was
no relation.
He was born in Peru, possibly a distant relation because, you know, they're some of the conquistadors stayed and married.
Some of them probably sired a lot of children with their conquered women as well, I would guess.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but no, I read that book while I was in jail. It was really good. It explained why that so many other countries outside of the U.S., because they don't have the same quote unquote property rights as people in the U.S. do, they can't basically build wealth for themselves by doing something as simple as owning property in their own name.
And you know what would solve that problem is crypto.
Mm.
because, and of course, getting rid of the government laws.
Sure.
Basically, in this, I would be perfectly happy to take the mutualist solution and say, well, the government claims to own this land, but they're an illegitimate organization, so they can't own land because they're a gang of criminals. So basically, whoever's living there, okay, we're just going to grant you a title, you know, and that would completely solve their problem and allow the if they had freedom to go along with that, then that would end the idea that there are these perpetually poor countries, because the concept of a poor country is anathema to capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hold that thought. No, but I want to bring Penguin in here. He's been waiting patiently to get in this conversation. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've been running
out. No worries.
Go
ahead.
I don't see everybody else getting anxious. So.
It's all good. Yeah. you're doing
fine. Nobody's covered a lot about I think it was 48 migrants from like Colombia and Venezuela that were in a privately run shelter in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Spanish chartered planes to take them to Florida and then to Martha's Vineyard. So they weren't in Florida in the first place, and he probably used a taxpayer's fund that was meant to, you know, deport, quote unquote, put people from Florida or relocate them from Florida. Which
he did.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then they posted the forms that they apparently signed. And, of course, you know, it clearly shows, I didn't even read them, but and I could understand the Spanish, but it clearly shows different texts in English and Spanish. It's different amount of paragraphs, different words. I mean, you can clearly see that it does not say the same thing. And they apparently were promised housing and jobs somewhere in Massachusetts, or maybe in Boston. I'm not sure.
Wow, the government exactly lied to those people? I'm shocked.
So it's fraud and deception used there. And clearly, like, these people are coming. I mean, they clearly are seeking out jobs and ways to set new routes and provide for themselves. They're not coming to be charges of the state or like the wards of the people wherever they are and to be taken care of and fed on taxpayer dime.
They were willing to go there and go to work, and instead now they're in state custody. Now the state of Massachusetts, according to this article at MSN, is
in state custody.
Yeah, they're at Joint Base Cape Cod. Hang on, Penguin, I know you've probably had more to say here. We'll continue. Hold that thought there, buddy. We're coming up here. He caught himself. The number is 603-283-6160. You're not on an internet show yet. That's tomorrow night. That's Beard Talk Live at 10:30 Eastern. More coming up here in moments. You can join us here on Free Talk Live and share your thoughts on Martha's Vineyard and the immigrant.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can weigh in on the situation with the migrants that have been shipped up to Martha's Vineyard, now in some form of government custody. They didn't need that. These are able-bodied people who were willing to work. They came here to escape from Venezuela, and according to Penguin, who's on the line with us here from Virginia, they were here also to, are coming from Colombia. What were you going to say there, Chris?
I mean, what are the charges? I mean, are there charges? Like, what's the basis for their detention?
They were removed because Martha's Vineyard didn't want them, and so the state, in the form of the National Guard, apparently took them out of there on a chartered ferry, and then brought them to the mainland in Massachusetts, where they're now being held at something called Joint Base Cape Cod, or maybe they're still on the Cape, it sounds like. But and of course, the mainstream media is reporting that the governor has said that available services include interpreters, case management that can help immigrants access temporary housing. And they're providing food, shelter, and services to the immigrants. And had they actually been given what they were promised, which was the opportunity to work, it sounds like, they would have been able to find all those things on their own in Martha's Vineyard. But now they're in the state's hands. It's like you were saying, nobody, let them come up to New Hampshire. We've got all kinds of jobs here. If they're having trouble finding jobs in Massachusetts, everybody's hiring here. But Penguin, you're on the line. What else did you want to share with us?
That was most of it. But basically, the deal is that they were in it. They were in, at least for temporarily, like housed and comfortable in a private room on a shelter in San Antonio. And, they were taken up there with the promises that they'd have the opportunity to get housing and, work. And people do, there are privately run organizations that kind of house immigrants and help them transition and stuff like that. But, you know, they were there, and they obviously are, like, able-bodied people that can, like, exist. So the problem is that Martha's Vineyard had no heads up. They were just flown there unannounced, dropped off. There was no provision made for them. There was no notice. it was a stunt to create as much disruption as possible, and there just wasn't anything in place, I think, to receive them. And it's really not on them to just have people dumped there that could have made their way to any number of places that would offer them the opportunity to, you know, have some housing, or maybe with charitable money, and to get started and to get a job, and to have authorization to get a job, which they obviously shouldn't need if they're able-bodied people, but that's the way the law is set up in this country.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Penguin, for the call tonight. Nobody, any thoughts on that?
I must confess, I just got back to the headset. I'm not going to prevaricate.
No worries. He was just pointing out that the migrants, you know, they had been promised some things that didn't come true in order to get them on that that plane in the first place.
Well, they have not yet come true. At least I assume that they don't have jobs on the military base, so technically they do have housing. So I don't know. This is a I think as a prediction it was accurate. As a statement of contract, it was inaccurate. So the question is, were these people hired? Or were they, or was it just predicted that if they got to Martha's Vineyard, somebody would give them a job, which is likely, it is likely true. And it comes back to my comment, before we went to break when I said nobody cared after they crossed the border. That's probably not true. For one thing, I was referring to the border of Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. Which is very well protected, apparently. and there's no catch and release there. They catch and they release you on the other side of the border.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what these people were being caught for at all, because if their crime is existing and being human, well, I'm guilty of that too.
Well, apparently, at least according to what we saw, or what I saw online, is they were at some sort of San Antonio shelter. They weren't per se guilty or, you know, charged with something. I mean, if they are from Venezuela, they may be able to seek asylum ultimately. I don't know what
is Venezuela. I mean, it seems like what the country should do is just have a list of countries where if you come from here, you're either eligible or you're not eligible. Okay? Because, you know, people aren't claiming that there's somebody after them in particular in Venezuela, mm-hmm. as I understand it. They're just saying the government is a bunch of socialists. They're after everybody,
mm-hmm.
which is true. But if you just publish that, then you would effectively make immigrants from Venezuela not illegal immigrants, and then there would be absolutely no problem. The people who had jobs for them could just provide them with jobs, and that would be the end of it.
I want to go to Major Payne. He's on the line here in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that, Nicholas, or nobody, because 50 people landing on Martha's Vineyard, there's 17,000 year-round residents and a buck and a half during the peak season. Now, you tell me, with these poor folks that are willing to live in squalor,
mm-hmm.
there isn't anybody that could find a garden shed to house
yeah.
a garden.
I don't buy it for a moment that they couldn't take on 50 people and, you know, in a what is a relatively large town of 17,000, presuming not all 100,000.
But they've never seen a poor person before. They don't know what they eat. Okay?
I got to get back to Venezuela right quick. This is something you guys might not have realized.
By the way, 50 people out of 17,000 is like 3/10 of 1%. Like, that's barely anybody. That's nothing, you know?
And anyway. Meanwhile, some of these towns in Texas will have, there'll be a town of, you know, 20,000, but they'll have 50,000 migrants pass through.
Mm.
You know, and these are not, because they're coming here illegally,
only because these laws exist. Along the way, they're getting victimized by these drug cartels that are now people cartels, labor cartels. They're basically unions, I guess. And so they show up here, and it's not like they just got on a plane. You know, they've been through a weeks-long ordeal, and they don't have any resources left.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Major?
You guys need to realize what's going on in real time in Venezuela. I mean, I know you guys all remember a while back when the government took over all the industry and oil and everything else. They beat it down so bad, even the toilet paper industry went out of business.
Yep, that's right.
Isn't it amazing that with gas prices at all-time highs, the massive oil-producing nation of
Venezuela?
Thank you, whatever country we're talking about, is not able to make ends meet. That was the whole saving grace when Chavez was doing all of these crazy programs, was that the price of oil was high, and they were producing enough oil to pay for it. You know, right, so now they can't even do that, apparently.
That went down 7 to 10 years ago. Now what they're doing is they're emptying their prisons, and they're sending them north. DeSantis was a little ahead of the game. He smelled us coming. This was like lighting a bag of poop on your neighbor's porch that you despise.
I don't know if it's fair to jump to a conclusion and say that these people were prisoners, Major. That's
because
not fair.
The thing is, no other country in the world has as many prisoners as the United States. So when they're talking about emptying their prisons, they're talking about a tiny fraction of the people who are coming across, okay? They're intentionally throwing some poison in the food is what they're doing, but it's still mostly food.
Yeah, and I wouldn't necessarily jump to a conclusion that just because somebody's been to a Venezuelan prison, you know, makes them a bad hombre or whatever. There's some gangbangers in there, but, you know, if you talk out against the Maduro regime, you're probably going to see the inside of a prison cell in Venezuela.
Yeah, and, you know, the people the Free Staters would want, of course, were exactly the people who were in prison for speaking out of the government.
Yeah, thanks, Major, for the call
tonight.
Speaking
out against the government.
Appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here, and you can join the show as well. Hour number 3 is on the way. Since you brought it up, though, I've actually been sitting on some Venezuelan show prep for, a couple months now. And we can talk about what's been going on there in Venezuela. We haven't checked in with the insane situation there in quite a while. You can join us here, though, and bring up whatever's on your mind in Hour 3 coming up on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.